So this is why we have it. I know it's not fun. However, I think it pedagogically, it is important to sit down and have a run through, whether it's the midterm and again for the final. Again, won't be a difficult one, but do study for it. It'll be very straightforward, fact based. The midterm, as you can imagine, is not about showing creativity. Our goal is that you go over the material and synthesize it. If you have any questions, please email your TFs, and they'll be able to answer, or if not, they'll email me. Okay, so where were we last time? I actually can't remember. I think I repressed the whole lesson. But I was told that I skipped a few things so that I could get to the show at the end. And one thing that I skipped, and I want to talk about, go back to, after we talked about the body feedback hypothesis. Do you remember the body feedback hypothesis? How you shake your hand, how you carry yourself, the facial feedback hypothesis, whether you smile, you frown. That communicates a certain message to other people who then reflect back to us. And at the same time, we're also communicating to ourselves. Am I confident? Am I proud? Or am I afraid and scared? And very often we need to, as we talked about, fake it till we make it. Because our body, our behavior sends messages to our mind, to our emotions, and affects them. There was a wonderful research done by Hemmerly and second author Montgomery. Hemmerly and Montgomery did the following research. They recruited shy heterosexual men. Recruited them for this study. Shy heterosexual men.